Hey, it's Coop. This is Help Best, and I'd like to share some top lessons that I've learned while attending Strategic Coach. If you're not familiar, Strategic Coach is the OG business coaching program. Most other business coaching programs are derivatives, or at least launched from Strategic Coach, and you can see those materials and tactics used in all of the other business coaches that came from Strategic Coach originally. And I'm talking about everybody you know. EOS came from Strategic Coach. Joe Polish came from Strategic Coach. Peter DeMantis came from Strategic Coach. Taki Moore came from Strategic Coach. And you can still see and hear the echoes of Dan Sullivan in their work. So I'm in Strategic Coach for two reasons. Number one, to help me. I love being coached and mentored. Number two, to learn how to coach other people better. And most of that learning is coming from diffusion, watching as they coach me. So today I'm going to share with you a few key lessons that I've learned from being part of Strategic Coach. First, focus on the individual's unique ability. So Dan Sullivan constantly says that every person has a unique set of skills and strengths that they love doing and are naturally excellent at. So one of the ways that we can really help people get results faster is to help our clients, the gym owners, identify and amplify their unique ability by delegating or eliminating everything else. So for example, a lot of our people will say like, oh, I'm just really great at coaching. That's all I want to do. Okay. But then you've got to delegate literally everything else in the business, which is going to be crazy expensive because the thing that you're good at is a low value role. Is there a part of the business that you're really good at? So for example, I'm really good at storytelling. I'm not really great at bookkeeping and accounting. So I should hire somebody, you know, like a bookkeeper to take on that stuff and create the reports and put them in the TwoBrain dashboard for me so that I can buy back my time. Dan Martell is also a product of Strategic Coach. Buy back my time and focus on storytelling to be really good at that. So the guiding question to ask a client here is, what gives you the most energy and creates the most impact in your business? This is probably a great question to ask maybe after stage two, and they've done a project, they've built their funnels, and the projects that they've done cover kind of the six key metrics. You can say like, which one of these did you find easiest? Which one was, you know, exciting to you? And then they can potentially buy back their time in the other ones. Second key from Dan is always measure progress backward instead of forward. So entrepreneurs often feel frustrated when they're just focusing on future goals, right? They keep kicking the can of success down the road. But what Dan teaches is that progress should be measured by looking back at what you've already achieved. This is the gap in the game. And we do this a lot with Bright Spots Fridays, but starting the call by looking at their metrics and not just saying, here are the numbers, but here's what's improved, here's what you've done, here's how far you've come is a great way to start a call too. So encourage your clients to regularly reflect on how far they've come and celebrate those wins. Third, coach to create freedom in different areas: time, money, relationships, and purpose. Most of our clients, gym owners, started the gym out of purpose, and they quickly found a year or two in that they don't have freedom of time. They're working way too much. They don't have freedom of money. They're not making enough of it. They no longer have freedom of relationships because quite often they've hired their friends and they hate managing their staff, whether it was their friends or not. Now, we can't give them all four of these things. It's a mistake to actually focus on EHR before they're making a good net owner benefit. But if we start by giving them freedom of finances, so get them the money first, after they've made their net owner benefit goal, then they can focus on EHR. And along the way, you know, they're going to have to go through some relationship stuff, but the materials that we give them to help focus their relationships, like evaluations, SOPs, I mean, that's really going to help them dial it in. One of the biggest delays in people getting to their NOB goal is that they have to manage the relationships that they come into TwoBrain with. And sometimes those relationships are just not going to go the distance. And so to get freedom of relationships, they're probably going to have to put up with some less than ideal behavior or less than perfect relationships until they get to that income freedom. Then at that point, they'll have the bandwidth and the confidence to make the other changes, to get freedom of time, freedom of relationships, and, you know, focus on their purpose again. So the key here from Dan is to help clients make decisions that prioritize freedom of money first, then freedom of time, then freedom of relationships, even if it means saying no to some short-term opportunities. The fourth principle from Dan is to simplify first and then multiply. So scaling a business requires simplifying processes before adding complexity. we should challenge our clients to identify the core 20% of the activities that are driving 80% of the results, and then just like eliminate the rest. So if you can figure out, for example, like what is actually making them successful, and then making that a part of their golden hour every morning, their business will grow faster than if they try to do everything. Because simple businesses grow faster and sustain profitability longer. And one reason that most of the gyms that we work with are not as profitable as they could be is they have too much complexity. They're trying to do way too many things, and they're doing all of them at like a C-plus level. Finally, number five, Dan is really big on asking transformational questions. So great coaching isn't about giving answers, but asking the right questions. So here's a quote from Dan. If we were having this discussion 3 years from today and you were looking back, what has to happen for you to feel happy about your progress? Okay, that's a great question that gets asked a lot in Strategic Coach. Another one is, what's the biggest obstacle holding you back right now? Okay, so it's not us telling the client the obstacle, it's us asking the client. And a third great question from Strategic Coach is, who, not how, can solve this problem for you? So instead of saying like, okay, here's the problems, can you do the homework? In some cases, if they already have staff, you could say like, who is going to do this for you, and how are you going to hold them accountable to doing it? If you're at a Strategic Coach meeting, one thing you'll notice is that the coach, and you know, there's 30,000 Strategic Coach members and only 16 coaches, the coach at Strategic Coach never answers a question. You can ask them anything, they will not answer. They'll turn around and focus the question back to you. And when I asked them about it, they said that at this level, good coaches are mirrors, and their job is really to like reveal the entrepreneur to themselves. And so if an entrepreneur says, how do I handle this? And you turn the question around and say like, you know, if you were coaching somebody else, what would you tell them? Or what do you think is the biggest obstacle to handling it? Or, you know, if we were having this discussion a year from now and you told me how you handled it, what would you say? That's a great way to get the entrepreneur to look at themselves, figure out the problem, and actually be more invested in the problem instead of just quote unquote taking your advice. And then finally, the sixth bit from Strategic Coach is to create a clear, repeatable framework for growth. So Dan's success is really rooted in developing repeatable systems and tools like the entrepreneurial time system, which actually became EOS, like the impact filter. These are tools that are very simple. They take complex problems and make them simple and executable, and you can use them over and over again, right? He also has activities on focus days, buffer days, and free days, etc. And so what we should be doing as mentors is helping our clients create predictable routines that ensure consistent progress without burning out. That was kind of the intent of the Golden Hour book. And you can do the same thing. Like once the client is good at the Golden Hour principles, you can cautiously substitute out certain things in the Golden Hour and replace it with something else. As long as they're maintaining that 1 hour and they know exactly what to do, it will be effective. If they block out the hour and they aren't sure what to do, or they block out the hour and they're using it for a cold plunge and a daily stoic meditational, like that's not going to grow their business. You have to be deliberate. And if you can't tell them exactly what to do on a certain day, just have them do the golden hour as it's printed in the book. So the lessons from Strategic Coach are really valuable as a client for me, but also to sit back and kind of watch as a distance on how they do things, because these guys are dramatically underpriced. They get people enormous results. And there are quite a few people in the room who have been there for 20 years, 30 years even. Like their coaches have all been there over 25 years. Try one of these tactics on a call with a client next week. And remember, like at a high level, the better the client is doing, the more a coach or a mentor should be a mirror to them. And that'll get them more invested. That'll keep them sticking around. And, you know, ironically, it'll make them feel smarter. This is Help Best. And I hope that these lessons from Strategic Coach help you help clients more.